You're up early. Good for you. And welcome to the Pre-W Smith Show on 760 WJR.
All right, welcome back. We've got a text frenzy going on. We of course, today's the opening of the Michigan firearms deer hunting season. We asked the question, do you go alone or do you go as a husband and wife team? It's kind of interesting. Says something about where we are today. Listen, one more time, Kristen, give out the text number. We're gonna recap some of these. It's been brisk, lots of response. The text number is
800-859-0957.
Okay, well done. There we go. We've got other things to cover in this segment, though. Who knew? You think about the Upper Peninsula in the state of Michigan. You think about a lot of different things, a lot of different businesses, but certainly you wouldn't think of this one. And we've got an interesting story about a business focused on the business of space. That's right, space. They are an amazingly progressive company based in the Upper Peninsula. We're going to hear all about it. And bringing us the story is a good friend to our show, someone who's an amazing entrepreneur, very accomplished, young and dynamic, doing great things not only for her own company, but for others as well. Her business is Siren. They're a strategic communications firm, and her name is Lindsay Grasso. She's bringing us the story of Brad King and his company in the UP known as Orbion Space Technologies. Really? Lindsay, tell us.
I am here with Brad King, co-founder and CEO of Orbion Space Technology, founded in Houghton, Michigan, a global company that is supplying the communication and defense industries across our country. Brad, let me get this straight. You are a rocket scientist leading a venture-backed space tech company based in Michigan's Upper Peninsula.
Yeah, that's correct. Orbion Space Technology builds rocket engines. Rocket engines are actually called xenon plasma thrusters, but where they come into use is on every satellite. So we don't have anything to do with launching satellites into space. But once the satellites are in space, they may need to move from one orbit to another orbit, or they may need to avoid collisions with other satellites and junk because it's getting crowded up there. Or at the end of their life, they need to use the thrusters to get out of orbit and burn up so they don't make junk. So we build, manufacture, and deliver those thrusters right here in Houghton from our door to our customers and from there to outer space.
Rocket engines and plasma thrusters. I think these are words that a lot of people don't use on a daily basis, but the space industry is growing, and I think there's a lot of people out there that are probably very interested in it. So why don't you tell me what is so cool about the space industry that you're in, and how exactly does Michigan fit into that?
Sure. The growth is fed by a huge change in satellite technology that was really enabled by terrestrial technology. Everybody wants a smaller and more powerful gadget in their pocket, so electronics are shrinking. And satellites are taking notice of this. So for decades, a satellite was about the size of a school bus, and it took a team of a few dozen rocket scientists 10 years to build. Well, now satellites are about the size of a dishwasher. And companies, instead of building one, are building hundreds or thousands of them, putting them all around the globe to do some pretty powerful tools. So because of this growth, there needs to be companies that can provide all of the components that go into a satellite. And that's what we're doing here from Orbion.
And you are one of those companies. What made you want to get into this industry? And how did you end up doing what you're doing right now?
It's something I've always done. Ever since graduate school, I've been working on this technology. And for about 20 years, it was just kind of a curiosity. I did academic research in the field. And it was only in about 2015 that I could see there was going to be a market need for this weird little niche that I happen to be an expert in. So we got some great mentors together that involved the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, the Michigan Tech Enterprise Corporation Smart Zone, then found a co-founder. We founded Orbion, raised some venture capital, and now we're off to the races. So it just happened to be timing that the thing we knew how to do had a market.
I have to tell you, Brad, that when I was preparing for this interview, I keep resisting the urge to make really cheesy analogies like the sky's the limit or the industry's really taking off. But I think that those are accurate statements to make regardless of how cheesy it sounds. The space industry is growing. I have heard that there are a lot more satellites being launched than there used to be. Tell us about that.
Sure. Up until about 2015, the entire Earth as a species launched about 150 to 200 satellites each year. In 2015, there was a huge inflection. And for instance, last year, there was over 2,000 satellites launched and even more going up. There's some common names you've heard up there. SpaceX has launched over 2,000 satellites alone in the past few years. Amazon is going to fly possibly 30,000 satellites in the next 5 years. So this growth is really taking off.
And related to the growth and how it's taking off, there was a space industry conference that happened in Northern Michigan recently, and it seems like Michigan can play a specific role in the growth of this industry. From your vantage point as the co-founder and CEO of a space tech firm, what is Michigan's place in this growing space industry?
Yeah, we've got a great place in it. Now, through the early space age, it was a research endeavor. It required teams of scientists a long time to build satellites, but it's changed. Now, satellites are just another vehicle. They require precision manufacturing, attention to quality, and more recently, now mass production, and that's Michigan. We have cornered the market on how to build precision machinery and provide it to customers, and there's nothing in a satellite that's more complicated than what's in a modern F-150. So we can lead the charge and teach the space industry how to build these new vehicles on assembly lines. And there's no reason we shouldn't own this market.
Satellites are just another vehicle. I love that. And we are makers here in Michigan. I've heard a lot lately about how manufacturing is really critical to the future of our state. And you're doing that. You're correct at your facility in the Upper Peninsula?
Yeah, that's right. We build everything right here. We just opened a second factory. We build our propulsion systems here. Most of our supply base is Michigan-based manufacturers, and we've got everything we need in the state.
And what kind of customers do you have? So you're based in Michigan, you're based in the Upper Peninsula, but just to be clear, your reach is far beyond that. So who are you supplying these rocket engines and plasma thrusters to?
Yeah, we've got a couple of companies we can disclose, and their common names. Raytheon Technologies buys from us. General Atomics buys from us. We've got a couple of other companies that prefer not to disclose their names. And then we've got some government agencies that are buying from us for defense purposes. So we've got a really nice mix between commercial and government.
And it might be surprising to listeners that you're doing that right from Michigan's Upper Peninsula, from Houghton specifically. I'm curious because business owners might be wondering, how can you pull that off from that location? Why Michigan's Upper Peninsula? Why are you located there?
So no surprise, I get that question a lot. And my first glib answer is that Upper Michigan is as close to outer space as anywhere on the planet. So why not here? But in reality, you know what it takes to grow a company like this, we need capital and we need talent. And we've got access to both of those ingredients. Michigan has a great venture capital system. I think I saw last year, Michigan venture capital firms have over $5 billion under management. So you don't need to be in Silicon Valley anymore to attract venture capital. And then in terms of talent, we've got three major research universities right here in our state. So not only do we take graduates from those universities, but we work with the faculty and with the lab facilities on those campuses. We've got a great relationship with Michigan Tech University and with the University of Michigan, and that helps us keep our talent pipeline full. So we think we're in a great position to do this, and there's nothing that holds us back. In fact, the big advantage we have that's unfair over Silicon Valley is quality of life. Our employees come here, they love the outdoors, they love the community, and they stay.
And they stay, and it's no surprise or a secret, if you're paying attention, that Houghton is a beautiful place to live. And you also mentioned earlier MTech Smart Zone. That's an accelerator, I believe, locally, correct?
Yeah, that's right. So they're set up and they're funded mostly by the MEDC. And their charter is to help fledgling businesses find their legs. And we needed them. My co-founder and I, we know how to do the easy things like rocket science, but we don't know how to build a business.
That's the hard part, right? The building the business is the hard part.
That's the hard part. So MTech Smart Zone came in with the MEDC and really taught us the first steps of what we need to do to get started. And that was crucial.
So I'm wondering, Brad, what's the next step? What do you see coming next for the space industry, for Orbion and yourself?
So the space industry needs to demonstrate on the promise that we've been making. We've got promise and business models sketched out for what we can do with thousands of satellites. And we're just now starting to put them in orbit. So now we've got to show that that's true. The startups need to grow up. In terms of Michigan, I think Michigan needs to see this as a big growth market and not be afraid of it. we're not a Rust Belt state. All the electronics and the quality in automobiles is no different than what's in satellites. And I think even the major automakers need to take a look at this and say, how can we get a piece of this? And at Orbion, we are kind of in the startup needs to grow up phase. We're delivering units to our customers now. And our next step is to scale that manufacturing capacity up and show that we can do hundreds of units per year. For decades, we thought that automobiles were internal combustion engines. And about 20 years ago, Michigan realized, no, electric vehicles could be a thing and we can do it. And we're doing electric vehicles. A satellite's another vehicle. If we're good at mass producing vehicles, we should be mass producing satellites. We've got the supplier base and the knowledge and the talent, and we shouldn't ignore that market segment.
Brad King from Orbion Space Technology, thank you for your time and sharing your story with us.
Thanks, Lindsay.
Lindsay Grasso of Siren, thank you so much for covering that story for us. Thanks to Brad King, co-founder and CEO of Orbion Space Technology. Fascinating. You think of Michigan Industries, you don't typically think of that one, but really exciting stuff going on in the UP of our great state of Michigan. All right, we're going to head to a break. Back with more in a minute right here on the Pre-W. Smith Show.